From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting to discuss North Korea's latest nuclear test. The 15-member council is expected to issue an immediate condemnation of the test and start discussions on further sanctions. Pyongyang carried out its fifth nuclear test Friday, triggering a blast that seismic monitors indicated was its largest such detonation yet. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned North Korea's nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. Meanwhile, an American official says that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are making progress toward advancing proposals that would lead to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria. The United States is also pushing a deal that would allow sustained and unimpeded access to humanitarian assistance for the most desperate areas of the country. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that he remains hopeful the discussions will succeed.
If they do succeed, and the UN has been actively involved in supporting those discussions, and hopefully also in supporting the conclusions, the conclusions could make, let's be frank, a major difference.
Syria is fractured after 5 years of war. There are numerous client forces of questionable allegiance and discipline pitted against each other. Russia wants to see Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stay in power, while the United States and its allies have said he must go as any part of a transition to a new government. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he doubts that Moscow is trying to manipulate November's election with cyber attacks. In an interview broadcast on Russia Today television, Trump told veteran personality Larry King that it is probably unlikely that news reports asserting that Russia carried out recent hacks against the Democratic National Committee are accurate. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has criticized Trump for alleged relations between his associates and Russian business people. Russia's president has denied any involvement in the cyber attacks, which also included the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Members of the U.S. Congress have held an observance on the steps of the Capitol to mark the 15th anniversary of the terror attacks on the United States in 2001. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said that the anniversary is a time for reflection.
We are not here to relive that tragedy. We are here to remember it and to honor its memory. None of us would ever choose to go through that day again, but all of us must choose what it is we take away from it.
Nearly 3,000 people died when terrorists hijacked airliners and crashed them into the former World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. More observances are planned for the actual anniversary on Sunday. In a related story, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Friday that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The majority of the airline hijackers were Saudi nationals, but the Riyadh government denies any involvement in the attacks. The bill has already cleared the U.S. Senate, but President Obama has promised to veto the legislation out of concern that it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia. Former Portuguese Prime Minister António Guterres has reconfirmed his status as front-runner leading the pack of 10 candidates to take over as the United Nations Secretary General. Diplomats with knowledge of the confidential Security Council vote told VOA the 67-year-old Guterres secured 12 votes encouraging his candidacy, 2 discouraging it, and 1 expressing no opinion. Guterres has now dominated the informal vote known as a straw poll for 4 rounds. The council will hold another secret ballot on September 26th. A winner could be chosen in early October. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.